RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Paul Gallant and Chris Partee in for John and Reggie. Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig behind the glass. Merry Christmas to one and all. Lunchtime confessions. I will start. So, I did a lot of packing to bring my stuff over to the girlfriend's house.
Oh, yeah.
Not that far away.
Yeah.
Over Christmas.
Packed
and the days
the cat
behind.
And everything.
Right. I brought a cat. I brought a prime rib.
That elusive prime rib.
I brought presents. I brought a lot of stuff.
Paul Gallant and prime rib. Name a better combination.
It was very
right?
good. It was very good. We got
was
left
it good?
Over,
yeah.
So I'm going to make a sandwich with it later today.
Oh, you got some left over.
Yeah. I got a lot left over. We didn't eat that much.
Really?
We did not eat that
was
much.
Was it just the two of you?
Just the two
okay.
of us, yeah.
Prime rib sandwich. That sounds so good.
I'm,
right?
I'm really excited for that good. Later. There was one thing, though, that I forgot. I
come on, Paul.
I forgot change of clothes for
what?
Friday. I'm literally wearing what I wore yesterday for Christmas because I wore yesterday what I wore for Christmas because I forgot to bring a bunch of like collared shirts and pants.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing something I got for Christmas because I didn't have any shirts left and I was too lazy to go back to my home and actually get changed and shower and look all proper coming in on this Friday. Got to get down on Friday, football Friday with Texans and Chargers and the showdown of the AFC playing tomorrow.
You were just coming to do a radio show, that's all.
That's my confession. I'm a dirty man wearing clothes I wore yesterday.
A dirty man.
Okay, but...
With a lot of swamp ass right now.
Dirt, oh God.
Sorry.
Swamp ass.
Sorry for whoever... Sorry, Clint, or whoever's sitting in here when they come in on
oh,
afternoons.
Oh, goodness.
A dirty man has been sitting here. He's got all sorts of cat hair on the brand new sweater his girlfriend got him for Christmas, and yeah, here we are.
I want to wipe that chair down before you come in, Clint.
Yeah, I need like a little
windy gear. No, they're out at Twin Peaks.
Oh, so
oh,
they're good.
Okay, you're good.
Just let it fester. It's just going to fester.
You have to let it fester.
Over the weekend.
Do you have to? So that's my confession. I'm nasty right now.
Just nasty guy over here.
Sorry, bro.
That's all right.
Hopefully, I don't smell.
You're not sorry.
I'm a little congested anyway, so I wouldn't know
Perfect.
The difference. I would never know the difference.
I just sprayed Febreze on myself before I came over.
Febreze.
You know? That's what you got to do.
I got you right here, Paul. If you need it, I got it right here.
You do? Okay, cool. If I don't smell good, we can douse me in more Febreze as the show goes along.
The fact that y'all have air freshener in the producer studio. Just,
what's that for?
Exactly.
What's that for?
What y'all farting? Hey, farting all day in there?
It's a little musty in here sometimes.
It gets a little musty.
Musty.
That's what he says.
That's a term.
All right. Okay.
What you got? What you got, Chris?
I'll be calling. That's fine.
You're forgetting. We're crossing out my C's. That's the third
right.
effing show in a row.
It happens.
No, it doesn't.
We both got C's and S's in our name. No, he doesn't have an S. Just Colin. I don't know what's
well,
wrong with you.
I mean, my middle name is James, so I technically do have an S.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Typical Irish
name. I am going to confess that I really don't feel that bad about it, but unfortunately, I realize that I am a re-gifter.
A re-gifter?
I'm not saying I do it all the time, but I've done it.
What did you re-gift?
May have been a sweater.
Well, if you're not a sweater guy, then...
May have been a sweater.
That's generous.
That I just didn't have the heart to tell someone that I'm not really digging this.
Did you give this sweater back to someone who might be around the person who gave you the sweater?
They shouldn't be.
Oh, so it's not out of the realm of possibility.
It's not out of the realm of possibility,
that
but...
this re-gifted sweater finds its way towards...
They shouldn't be
the person who gifted it
crossing paths anytime soon.
Anytime
at
soon.
At least.
Okay.
What happens 5 years from now? Not my problem.
We'll see.
Maybe even 5 months. Whatever. But yes, I am a re-gifter. I've actually done it more than once. I've done it with socks as well.
You re-gifted socks?
Yeah.
Were they used?
Now that was,
yeah,
that,
I was about
now,
to say.
Now that was years ago.
Were they laundered? It would be really funny. You re-gifted used socks that you never laundered. Just like the most hateful, petty thing you could do. You're giving it to somebody you don't like?
I did not do that.
Okay,
no.
Good.
I'm not that hateful.
Hey,
all right?
Listen.
I'm not that hateful, but I am a re-gifter.
I got no issue with re-gifting.
I've done it. Wasn't that an episode of Seinfeld, the re-gifting?
I think probably.
I think it was.
It's a generous thing. You're giving something
thing.
That you have away. And you know what? With the consumerism making Christmas perhaps lose a little bit of its meaning, like I learned in the Jim Carrey version of the Grinch, which seemed to be a commentary on commercialism. Well, maybe, just maybe, re-gifting should be a normalized thing, Chris Partee.
Well, thank you, Paul. Maybe I did the right thing then.
You did do the right thing. And you saved some dollars along
the way. I just hope
way.
Those people aren't listening right now.
The financially responsible thing to do and the generous thing to do.
To re-gift.
Right. You gave something that was yours. You gave the sweater off of your back.
Off of my back. Literally.
Not literally. That would be really funny.
I never wore it. Never wore it once.
It's a Seinfeld spit. It's a Seinfeld bit.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
These are my confessions.
Colin, what you got?
I'm tired. That's my confession. All right. No.
Yes, I mean, I would be amazed if you weren't tired right now with all the hours you've been working here.
No,
I hope you're getting overtime.
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good. But I will say, after Christmas, I don't really enjoy the holiday season as much as I used to, mainly because it's when things get very busy.
Yeah.
Now that I'm an adult post-college.
Exactly.
It's adult, stressful.
Adulting, sir.
I will say, though, now that Christmas Day has gone and passed, and the only thing standing in between us and 2026 is New Year's Day, I don't know why I feel more relaxed after Christmas Day, but I feel so much more relaxed after Christmas Day. And
less pressure.
Yeah. That's probably what it is. I don't know. I maybe some people like still feel pressure, or they're like, oh, come on, man. Christmas Day, holiday season, you're stressful. What's wrong with you? Well, it's just like, you know, especially working in the industry we work in.
Yeah.
it can be a little bit stressful.
But also, let me ask you, do you have a big family? Like, yes. Do you have, like, a lot of family kind of in the area?
So, actually, funny you say that.
See?
Guess what I have to do after?
That's what I...
Guess what I have to do after this? I'm driving my ass 4 hours up north to Hillsboro.
I knew it. Yeah. But that's usually where a lot of the pressure comes from, is from family.
Yeah, that's... but hey, I'm happy to see them regardless.
Luckily for me, most of mine is on the West Coast. I ain't got to deal with their asses.
Oh, wow.
Not in person.
Okay. We're learning things about you. So the family's far away and you're cool with the distance. I like to be around my family around Christmas time, but as a child of divorce, it's been a really long time since I've had the traditional, this is Christmas with my mom,
yeah,
my dad, and my sister. It's been a very long time. Hell, it's rare that I even see both of them on a same holiday. You know, I think I've seen all of them together 3 times in the last 20 years. Maybe 4.
Yeah.
I mean, so I actually miss being around family. Yeah. I would like to have that pressure on me. I have a little bit less pressure on myself now that, you know, when you're living far away from
family.
Welcome
to my world.
But I miss it. I do like to be around everybody around the holidays. But I will say, even if I didn't have, like, my authentic family, one of my best friends, his family has welcomed me into the last couple of holiday celebrations that they had. That's the best part about Houston. Everyone's so welcoming here. And I was yesterday at a Christmas celebration, and they had a limoncello contest. Have you ever had that before?
Mm-mm.
It's like a lemon liqueur that very big in Italian culture.
Sounds good.
The cake, right?
Yeah, sort of. But I like it to taste like gasoline, not like cake. But,
yes, it does.
Gasoline.
It's a very lemony, not sweet necessarily, but it's just an after eating, like, sipping alcoholic drink.
So after dinner.
It's like a dessert drink, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sounds really good.
So we did. They did a competition there, and I did not participate as a judge this year, but last year I did, and it is very funny because they take it very seriously.
Really?
People are like, he can't be a judge again! He can't be a judge again! It's like, I don't want to be a judge again. There's so much pressure.
Oh, who did you upset last year
as a judge? No one, because I graded it honestly. People thought I was going to pick my friend's limoncello. I think I had him in third place of all the four.
Damn.
Some robbery involved.
Yeah. Well, they thought there might be a little robbery involved, but yeah. No pressure for me, but...
if you have to bribe in the limoncello contest.
Right? Hey, come on now. What are we doing here?
I would take a bribe, though. You know? Times are tough.
Hey, I'm
a substitute radio host right now.
I'm not above it. I would take a bribe, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not above it.
I could be easily bought off. Now more than ever, I will be bought off.
Pass a few bucks.
Please buy me off. I want you to buy me off. Tell me what to be bought off for. I'll do it.
Right?
I'll sell my soul so quick. It's not even going to cost you that much. It's not even going to cost you. Just tell me what I need to do.
Somebody help Paul out. Yeah. Buy him off.
Yeah. Lunchtime confessions in the loop, Sports Radio 610. What other confessions do I have? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I don't want to use this as a replacement for going to confession as part of the Catholic Church in the way that it's respected. Other confessions that I have. I do feel guilty that I did not get a lot of gifts for my family, my significant others. I got it for my girlfriend. I got gifts for my girlfriend.
Okay.
I got gifts for my nephew and my niece. That's it. Everyone else is getting a card. Dad.
There's nothing wrong with
mom,
that.
Mom.
There's nothing wrong with
stepdad,
that.
Stepdad.
That's fine.
Sister. Cousins. Step-siblings. Yeah, that's it. Sorry. You're getting a card. You're getting a card that I will eventually send, but... To be determined.
Said eventually send.
Yeah.
What will they get
it's
it?
It's a
by,
New Year's card. So.
I was gonna say, will they get it by New Year's? That's only a few days away now.
I know. See now,
think
I got
about
stress
that.
On me. That's the stress.
Now he's got the stress.
I might have to do that today.
He's got
tomorrow.
The stress now.
Yeah, okay. For context reasons, you have a cat, right?
I do.
What's the cat's name?
Aria.
Aria.
What did Aria get?
Shout out
Christmas?
To Aria. Yeah. Nothing. What'd you get, Aria? hold on, Paul. Hold on. Hold
you got
on.
Nothing.
You didn't get Aria nothing.
No, it's a cat.
Really?
It's a cat.
Come on, man.
I don't got to get... Guess what I have lying about my girlfriend's place right now where my cat is hiding because she doesn't want to interact with the other animals. There's a bunch of gift wrapping. There's a bunch of ribbons and stuff. She can play with that.
So that's her gift.
Yeah, all the cats are excited about that.
Come on.
That's a gift.
They do like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's true.
Cats are not, they don't appreciate bleep, you know?
They don't.
The dog would appreciate a toy, I guess, but
oh,
like, even them,
no.
Not that much.
Let me tell you.
Something with catnip in it.
Mm-hmm.
and then you're good.
Yeah.
She'll love it.
Nah.
She'll be high all the time.
I mean, we did.
Already is.
Acting crazy.
We did give our four English Staffordshire Bull Terriers bones with, like, I guess it's like,
there you go.
Like a butt, like a bone that's edible, like butter or something on the nice. Inside. Mm. Yeah, they.
I kind of want it. I'm starving right now.
Sounds good.
I'm a little hungry too.
So eat dog food.
Eat dog food.
I'll eat dog food.
That's another confession.
For a bribe, yeah.
Another confession. Paul would eat dog food.
Yeah. The funny thing is, two of the dogs are puppies, and the two others are mom and dad. They all literally went to, like, separate areas of, like, the you know, the premises. And if one of them got close, stay away. They're very appreciative, but they're very stingy about who goes near their stuff. I try to go near it, and no.
Oh, they're possessive.
Yes, possessive. That's the word I was
looking for.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Dogs do that, but at least the dogs got something.
Merry Christmas, dogs! Good. Yeah, they got something.
We also celebrate their birthdays with cake, so.
Oh, so they got, like, these are spoiled dogs.
You know what? Yes, when I was married, me and my ex-wife had a little mini schnauzer, and we get her little birthday cakes for her birthday.
Little puppy.
We get her presents, you know, stuff for Christmas, whatever. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a heart.
Had one.
She took that too.
He is Chris Partee. He doesn't have a heart. I'm Paul Gallant. We're sitting in for John and for Reggie in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Colin Neal, hardest working man at 610. Sitting in for Figgy Fig. 713-572-4610 to call to text. We do have a couple of people waiting on hold to talk about Texans and Chargers tomorrow. Big game for the Texans. We trust the defense. Is the offense going to give us more? And can they overcome this big problem tomorrow? We'll discuss that and more. Stay put.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.